The moon brings the woman to the man, capisci?
The moon is a little like love.
Will you marry me?
I will marry you. I will be your wife.
You love him, Loretta?
No.
Good. When you love him, they drive you crazy.
Sometimes.
Why are you marrying Johnny? He's a fool.
It makes you act a little crazy.
Where are you taking me?
To the bed.
Oh, God. Okay, I don't care. Take me to the bed.
Sing to the moon and the stars will shine. Over you, lead you to the other side.
Ah, che bella luce.
Are you ready?
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready.
California, land of fantasy and make-believe. It's the Vino Veritas. Featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Savino. Now, here he is with Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, Tom Savino.
Are you still here? I'm still here. The girl is still here. There are nights when the wolves are silent. And only the moon howls. George Carlin said that. Tonight is one of those nights. March 5th, 2015. This night of a full moon. And it was many moons ago that I planned to dedicate this full moon show to the musical duo Gail Blumel and Deborah Ross Johnson. Together, they are Sister Moon. And some of the music you're hearing in the background is from the CD, A Song Cycle. But like the moon itself, the creative process of these two musicians and singers has gone through many phases. In just the short time that this episode was planned, the two singers and the song cycle has evolved into an entire musical. We'll be exploring that musical tonight on Savino Veritas. There are still two performances left, Friday and Saturday evening, at the Dory Theater at the Complex at 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. And the name of the play? The Girl is Still Here, A Song Cycle. Music and lyrics by Gail Blumel and Deborah Ross Johnson. Book by Emily Clark, also directed by Emily Clark. We'll hear from some of the cast members at a rehearsal in Pasadena and talk to some audience members right after one of the performances of the play. And you, the Savino Veritas listener, can enjoy listening to most of the play right here on Savino Veritas, coming to you live from Burbank, California, on this full moon evening, March 5th, 2015. Deborah's Pasadena home.
Before we really put the cycle together was the first time my daughter heard some of the music, who later turned out to be the director for our show. But she was inspired because she's very theatrical and has been around musicals her whole life. And so many of our songs have these stories. They're like little musicals in themselves, full of character and settings and all kinds of stuff going on within each little song.
They're not really popular songs in the sense of, you know, maybe with like a very repetitive verse and chorus and the same thing gets repeated over and over and everyone dances and has a great time. They're not that kind of song. They really are story songs. We arranged the song cycle, the original Sister Moon song cycle, to reflect kind of the phases of the moon and the phases of kind of growing older. So, you know, we went from the maiden to the lover to the mother to the sage in that song cycle. And we kind of made a construct around that sort of way of telling the story when we first started. And then as this play, The Girl Is Still Here, started to develop, there was more drama in telling the story completely differently, telling more our story. And kind of, it was really fun because when we started thinking that way, we started pulling things out. So it's really like that began the process of elimination of a lot of the songs, because there's many songs in the original song cycle that aren't in the play.
Freshman English class at San Gabriel High School way back in 1964.
We were in the Glee Club, and we admired why those things really cemented the relationship, because
telling us we can go.
Like many high schools in the 60s, the arts were hugely honored, and the faculties were rich with the music teachers and the band teachers and the orchestra teachers and the drama and the art teachers, and everybody had a kiln and whole paint studios and dance teachers, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, that was common. Lots of opportunities to do your thing. And there were all those clubs. Debbie was enjoyed the Scribblers Club, the Writers Club then, and I was in Thespians, which was the drama club, and we were in the Madrigal Singers and the folk club and all of that stuff. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So there was so much opportunity.
We grew up in the golden era of education. We really did. Free education.
Two straight lines. That's the rule.
In college, Gail and Debbie's paths diverged. But like a planet with two moons, 30 years later, their orbits were in conjunction again. It was 2004. While apart for three decades, each acquired husbands. And learned that each of those husbands were musicians themselves. Together with their husbands, they formed the very popular group, the Late Bloomers. And in recent years, the two collaborated on the CD Song Cycle and formed the duo Sister Moon. As we've already learned, the songs have inspired the play The Girl Is Still Here. And I joined the actors and crew one night at Gail's house in Pasadena while they were rehearsing. Is the show's director. She also wrote the book. She directs the actors and crew of the theater group, The Unknown Artists. Stage now at the Dory.
You dropped this.
Oh, thank you. I just finished these pages last night. I'd hate to lose them.
What are they?
This. Just the latest chapter.
Quinn Gerhardt and Danielle Wallius, each 15, play the young versions of Debbie and Gail, respectively.
Quinn Gerhardt, the high school Debbie. I'm 15. I go to Pasadena High School. I was asked to by Emily, and I agreed because it seemed really cool and fun, and I love doing this type of thing. I've been her student since fourth grade. I did a summer theater school thing with her, and I was also her student in school.
I'm Danielle Wallius.
Danielle, you play the young Gail.
Yes.
In the high school.
I'm 15.
You're 15.
I actually go to Los Angeles County High School for the Arts. Awesome.
Jenny Martin. I play the muse, the chanteuse, the coffee shop girl, and the French girl. Yes, I'm just all over the place. I'm the female utility. There you go.
You had a great voice.
Thank you very much. I joined recently. So I joined because on Tuesday nights we have a acting club out in on Santa Monica at the complex, and I joined to do that, and then I heard about this, and I thought, I'm in. So, yeah, it kind of went hand in hand.
I spoke with director Emily Clark in Pasadena at Gail's house during the rehearsal, along with some of the other actors and staff.
My name is Emily Clark.
And tell us a little about your involvement.
Sure. I'm the artistic director of The Unknown Artists. I founded this company in 2007 in New York and brought it out here about 3 years ago. My friend in New York who founded the company with me, we had an original musical we've been working on for years, and so we mounted it out here, and then it kind of started snowballing a lot more projects. So for the past three years, we've been producing shows. We also have a group called Play Club that started in New York, and we're Play Club West, and we've had that for about 4 years. We just do readings every Tuesday night of new and established works, and it's free for actors and free for anyone who wants to do it, and so that's been kind of the thing that we've been doing consistently, and so it's helped us develop a lot of the new works that we've been producing. And so then my mom is Gail, and she, you know, when she retired, she wrote this. She got really creatively inspired and wrote this song cycle with her friend Debbie, and when my friend and I were singing backup for it, and we liked it so much and saw that there was a story there, and so we really wanted to adapt it into something. My mom is very musical. She kind of taught me everything I know. Like, we did children's, you know, she raised me doing children's theater, and she's a very theatrical person. So, a lot of what they wrote was taken from their own personal experiences in their lives. So, it just naturally evolved. And so then, what's been so great during this process is that we've been shaping it into a story, and then we found that some songs didn't work, or that they had other songs in their catalog that would have worked better. Some they wrote specifically for this, but it's all, you know, Debbie and Gail stuff and their story. We originally tried to do like really grand themes, about women and being a woman, and it turned out to feel really unnatural. And so then we so then we realized that it was much easier to kind of tell their story. Yeah. The simpler, the better, because it's almost like the more specific it is, the more universal it is. Yeah. There's a lot that I know that any of us can relate to as women or as artists or as, you know, people who know women or know artists. Yes.
Well, it's great. Whose idea was it to have young characters of each person?
Yeah. My friend Jenny Incontro, who's also involved with the company with me, she and I were the Moonettes singing backup for Debbie and Gail.
Yes, I've seen you in November.
Yes, yeah. And so we were the ones who originally kind of started brainstorming it, and we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we just told the story of their lives? And so we thought, well, we need like a younger version, and then the version that we would play, and then Debbie and Gail themselves. Yeah, and there's great. A lot of there's this musical that really inspired me called Passing Strange. It came out on Broadway a few years ago, and it's not a song cycle. It's very much a set story, but it's like the kind of collaborative type thing. It's autobiographical, semi-autobiographical. The guy who wrote it is on stage singing. The band is interacting. The actors are playing multiple roles, and that's been a big inspiration for us for this, among other kind of song cycles.
My name's Katrina Rennells.
Yes.
And you, what character are you playing?
I'm playing a version of Gail. There's the high school Gail, there's like the adult Gail, and then there's older, wiser Gail. Yes, exactly. So the same thing for Debbie as well.
For each?
Yeah.
Of these Sister Moon people?
there's two younger selves.
Two younger selves.
In addition to them, yeah.
Very good. And are you part of the Unknown Artists generally? Or just for this part?
No, generally. I had done things with them off and on for the past few years, and then got added to the company about a year ago after a play that we did called Gearhead and the Real Bot, which was like a sci-fi thing. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. I think I saw you in one of the other productions. It was in Burbank or something.
Oh, yeah. I do so many shows. Sorry, just kidding. Got it.
What character are you playing?
I am playing the rebel, lover, husband, drama, kid. I think that's it. Something like that?
Yeah.
I basically play all the male parts. Painter, thank you, the artist, yeah. I play all the male parts.
Well, that's good. Pretty good. It's kind of like Birdman.
I mean, I wish. It's kind of like that. I play like a million different things for sure. Definitely keeps me busy. I have to keep all my costumes on stage because there's just no time for me to go backstage and change.
Yeah.
Which is a challenge. No nudity,
well,
I promise.
Well, of course, it's going to be different at the theater, right? I mean, you have...
We will have a backstage for sure, but the times between my changes are so fast that I have to do it on stage. But luckily, it's just like one simple costume piece that differentiates between each character.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
My name is Cody Clark. My mother is the one who wrote a lot of the music and wrote the book for the show. And my sister is the one directing over there. And we decided to put up the show through my sister's theater company that she sort of founded a few years ago. And that's how we're sort of able to even put it on in the first place. And I do stage manager work and act for the company. And I was really interested in the project and thought it would be a fun thing to be involved in with a lot of great people, including members of my family.
I mean, they're not really good or anything, and no one's heard them. I kind of just do it in my free time.
I'm Debbie.
I'm Gail. die of starvation.
American novel, Mary. Gabriel High's annual talent show. We just have a couple of quick announcements. So, next week, we are presenting the Drama Club is presenting Guys and Dolls. And hey, whoever decided to go up to our marquee and change the U to an A, that's not cool. We worked really hard on that. Anyway, coming up next, we have Debbie and Gail presenting their original song, so please give them a round of applause.
Cody, you look really pretty today.
What parents don't know won't hurt them, especially when motorcycles are involved.
Thank you.
this is really about these two women, and yes, they have children, and yes, they have husbands, and they come or and other people that come in and out of their lives, but it's really about where they're going as creative people.
So we set it up really early. We, you know, kind of what we decided after we looked at the songs is, and this is the truth, Gail studied music and is a wonderful musician, reads music, plays her piano, you know, amazingly, you know, took vocal lessons, sang in musical. I mean, that's been her life. You know, she did that in school. She would teach all the children to do it. So it's like there's just been this thread through her whole life. Well, the thread through my whole life is writing. I started writing before I could even actually write. I would write little, I would draw pictures. Mm-hmm. And I would show them and tell the story of the pictures I had drawn. And then as soon as I had, you know, grasp of the language, I would write. And so that's always been sort of my creative expression, keeping a diary, keeping journals, writing poetry. And I started writing songs, I think, kind of in the 80s. Actually, it might have been late 70s. Mm-hmm. I started writing songs. I had a sort of semi-punk new wave band that I played with, and I wrote original songs with the guitar player. So, I mean, it was a natural progression for me mm-hmm. to do that. And I've always played guitar and sang. I've always loved to sing. Yeah. But I'm not, I never studied music. I never, you know, mm-hmm. I never made it. Mm-hmm. So while Gail's life has been centered around music, I've always sort of had this sort of duality. And I've been a businesswoman. And I've had this creative part that's kind of been like a little satellite. Certain times of my life it's been more in balance, and other times of my life it hasn't. So, I mean, I think there was like a 6 or 7 year period when I never had my guitar out of the case. I didn't think about it, you know?
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of interesting, but I've always dated musicians. Both of my husbands were musicians. I mean, Scott is a musician. My first husband was a musician. And so, it's always been sort of obviously an attraction for me. So we decided when we started developing the play that we would use those two ideas, the music and the words. And that, you know, and then it was easy to sort of say, well, Gail is she's the more wise one. She's going to, like, get married, have a family, have a good job, you know, steady person, and that I would be more of the wild, rebellious, traveled the world, had bad relationships, never had children. So it's sort of developed as a, there's truth in it, but it's also a device. It's a device.
And there's truth in it, and there are those blurred lines that we keep referring to also.
Yeah.
Because, yes, while I've been a musician all my life, I've also taught school and got up every day and been a principal and have to do, you know, the whole both sides of your head, as you have, too.
Right.
Which we kind of lean to one or the other just because it's very good in the storytelling. But we try to make that kind of clear in the song Right Brain, Left Brain, too, that it's... you can't just divide people up like that.
Right.
So I think that's what's so interesting. And then the fact that I hadn't written songs until I retired and wrote songs, words, and music, as Debbie had written songs, words, and music on her own. So we had all, even though you had done it longer than I had, we both kind of were doing that. And then in the past couple years, we've really found how cool, very cool it is for us to truly collaborate with the words and the music. And we've done that several times where we're each giving what we feel the most comfortable with or the most passionate about, contributing that part of it to the song.
And the net result, in my opinion, is really interesting. What Gail usually... What's usually happened is I've given her words, And then a couple days later, she'll come back. And it's like, it's so not what, I mean, I didn't have anything in mind, but I know when I hear it, like, I would never have thought to do that if I had written the music. I would never have even, it's more sophisticated than I can even be. And when you write on piano, it's, things come out differently anyway than when you write on guitar. Mm. So it's like, and I just love that kind of quirkiness, I think is part of what is really, really unique. And I love those songs we've collaborated on.
You've been listening to Gail Blumel and Deborah Ross Johnson, creators of the musical play, The Girl Is Still Here. This is Tom Savino. This is Savino Veritas. And it's about midnight on the East Coast, and we have to break away to Canada for the local news with Phil Holm.
Good evening, Tom. Property taxes are going up in Georgina. The 4% increase will help pay for projects that have carried over, plus new hiring. Richard Stovall's CEO is on administrative leave. Andrew McNeely had worked for the town as chief administrator since 2013. And the Federal Liberal Party now has a candidate for Brampton North. Ruby Sahota won the nomination in a 5-candidate race. A couple clouds on the forecast. Mississauga 0, Newmarket plus 2. We've got a heat wave now. This update is brought to you by Carlene Tonight on SRN1. Back for a new year, Carlene Tonight, Saturday night at 9 on SRN1. I'm Philip Hong from SRN National News. Now back to Tom Savino with Savino Veritas on SRN1.
Here now is Act 2 of The Girl Is Still Here.
I sold my soul for a 401k.
70 times 7. Well, I want you all to know that I am keeping a chart.
Drives the feet on this guitar. Oh, your heart's desire.
Your songs inside, just give it flight. they're hella old. Anyway, welcome them. Thank you.
Be
Still Here is still here at the Dory Theater, Friday night and Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are at the door at $20. You heard it here. You enjoyed it? Go see it live at the Dory Theater in Los Angeles. This is Tom Savino. You've been listening to Savino Veritas, and we'll be with you next Thursday and every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Time and all those other times in between. So be with us again next week on Savino Veritas. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
Just, this experience has opened up all kinds of possibilities, you know?
Sing to the moon.